Well, while Rose Bunch is celebrating her sweet 16, a French newspaper is hitting newsstands for the first time in 4 years. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley will explain why.
At this news shop in Paris's 15th arrondissement, readers look forward to their copy of La Bougie du Sapeur every February 29th. Published since 1980, the satirical journal is now in its 9th edition. Its title, which translates as Sapper's Candle, is taken from an old French comic book figure who was born on that fateful last day of February. Jean Dandy is the editor and publisher of La Bougie du Sapeur. He says it's not hard to find humor in the news.
We try not to be naughty. We just try to be funny. But we are not funny. Life is funny. So it's the way of seeing life which is funny.
Dandy says La Bougie du Sapeur doesn't cover subjects which have already been exhausted in the press, so they'll stay away from the Dominique Strauss-Kahn scandal. The quadrennial newspaper, which costs €4, or about $5, sells 150,000 copies each time around, far surpassing the ailing French dailies. Dandy says he thought about offering subscriptions, but says it would be too hard to find people if they moved between publishing dates. He has little overhead because his newsroom is a restaurant where he says his writers grease their mental gears with champagne. Any money made, Dandy donates to charity. The editor attributes the appeal of his newspaper to its rarity. People appreciate what is rare, he says. To make it more rare, Dandy has toyed with the idea of publishing every February 29th that falls on a Sunday. If he does, readers will have to wait until 2032 for the next edition. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.